of the others. Go now, please.
Mr. 7 Juliet Limitelli. Good morning, Stuart.
Good morning, Lanny. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Stuart, and good morning, everyone. Happy Wednesday in 734, Baker 7 Juliet Limitelli. Thank you very much, 73.
Good news for you, Lanny. It's Thursday, my friend. Next station.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu.
Yo, standing by for the weather report.
Copy that, Dave, from Orcas Island. Romeo Oscar Zulu. Very good morning. Go ahead, Rosemary.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu. Thanks for catching me on that. And thanks for doing the net. Thanks for taking my check-in. Have a great day. 73.
Wishing you a great day too, Rosemary. 73. And the other station go now?
C7 Fox Bravo Kilo.
Foxtrot Bravo Kilo. How's Dave this morning?
Morning, Stuart. Life is good, yeah. Thanks very much. I hope you have a great day and a great net. 73.
I'm a little bit disappointed in my latest runners, Dave. I got some Hoka runners, and where the big toe goes in each one, the way it's made inside, it's very uncomfortable. I think I paid $200 plus tax for them. I won't be going back to them.
Yeah, I'm surprised because it's a very good shoe.
I bought them because they have a series called Stabilizer. So I bought them for that, but there's a band of something, like probably a cotton band in there. It's not glued back or anything, and once the shoe gets comfortable, it starts to go down and interfere with your toe.
Yeah, maybe you just got a bad shoe, because normally they're very, very comfortable shoes.
Oh, they're beautiful on the sole. I mean, to walk in them is beautiful. But it's in both left and right, so I think it's manufacturing.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And, you know, they do make a few different types of Hokas. Maybe you should have a look at the other ones, because generally they are a very good shoe. I'm not sure what you'd replace it with.
Maybe my shoe is one size too small, Dave.
Yeah, I've had that as well, where your big toe butts right up against the end of the shoe, and it's really weird, because I thought, you know, my size is normally 44, and sometimes I've got to go up to 45 because of that exact same reason.
Yeah, mine's a 9.5, which I think is a 42. I don't know really, but somewhere around there. And, I mean, to go to a size 10, I've never wore a size 10.
It depends whether it's a UK or a USA or a whatever, EU or...
Yeah, but they're all made in the same place, aren't they?
You've got to check out the designation, because the UK 9 is about the same as, I think, a US 10 and a half or something.
Yeah, well, I don't, for $200, they're not making me happy. I'll let you go, Dave, 73, my friend.
Sure. Have a wonderful day. 73.
Next station if you're out there.
Victor Alpha 7 Golf Kilo.
Good.
Victor Echo 7, X-ray Oscar Juliet.
Just hold on, Ollie. Golf Kilo, did you get me good?
Oh, no, I didn't. I was waiting for your response. Yeah, good morning, Stuart, and thanks for the early check-in. I'm off to see my youngest son graduate his electrical engineering program this morning.
Oh, excellent. Congratulations. 7-3, and go ahead, Ole.
Good morning, Stuart. This is Victor Echo 7 X-ray Oscar Juliet. I don't have much to say. Too bad about the shoe thing there. One thing I found out was that my one foot is bigger than the other, but I realized after when I was about 60, I realized why. It's because the right foot, the arch is a little, can you say, sunk a little bit, so that obviously made the foot longer. Anyway, other than that, good luck with it. 7-3.
Yeah, I don't usually spend $200 on runners, Ole, and I mean, they're very comfortable to walk in as far as the padding, like the spring in them. No issue there. It's easy on my knees, but that piece of cotton ribbon in the inside is just not glued down.
I wonder if you can have them stretched a little bit. You know, they used to be able to do that to shape them a little bit.
I'm not sure with a runner, because I mean the top is it's not canvas, but it's pretty close to it. I guess I could go into the shoe repair guy and ask him if he could stretch it.
Yeah, I don't think you got any. Well, if you can use them, they just sit there, but yeah, I would try to do something. The store where I get mine, and they would just take them back.
Yeah, I got them from Gold Quitlin, though, in that new mall, so I don't fancy driving all the way back up there.
Yeah, the other thing is that I've known the guys that run the store that for over 30 years, so... I guess that's the difference. Anyway, thanks for taking my call. See you tomorrow.
Chat tomorrow, Ole. 7-3. Next station if you're out there.
Victor Echo 7, India Echo Foxtrot.
India Echo Foxtrot. A very good morning. Go ahead, Stan.
Yeah, very good morning, Stuart. Thank you for doing the early check-ins. Yeah, no traffic here. You guys have a great day. This is 7 a.m. Stan in Abbotsford.
Good to have you aboard, Stan. 7-3. Next station if you're out there.
Victor Echo 7, Zulu Oscar Charlie.
Zulu Oscar Charlie. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Stuart, and everybody on the net. Everybody have a fantastic day. Be lucky, and 7-3.
And wishing you a fantastic day too, Joe. 7-3. Next station.
Victor Alpha 7 Lima Echo Tango, wait for net.
No need to wait. I'll take you right now, Hiroshi.
Oh, good morning, Stuart. Good morning, Ned. Happy Thursday. Another lovely day. Just got really windy downtown, but another lovely day downtown Vancouver. How are things for you?
Yeah, things are going well.
Oh, right on. Yeah, so we'll see what happens, see how the mood is in the city today. I'm guessing not as much red being worn today, but oh well. We'll see what happens. We'll have fun anyways. It'll be a good time. So in the meantime, stay safe, stay happy, and don't forget to stay a little silly. VA7LET, have a great day, Stuart, and thanks for being there. 7-3.
Thanks for dropping in, Hiroshi. If you've got any bulletins at the top of the hour, most welcome. If not, you have a great day.
Will do. Thanks a lot, Stuart. 7-3.
Victor Alpha 7, Delta Uniform X-Ray.
Delta Uniform X-Ray. Good morning, Conrad.
Good morning, Stuart. You have a great day and enjoy. 7-3. Thanks for taking my check-in.
Yeah, and a great day to you too, Conrad. 7-3. Good to have you aboard.
Victor Echo 7 Alpha Victor Golf.
Alpha Victor Golf. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning, Stuart. Good morning, all on frequency. I have to be out of here and make a trip out to Richmond in an hour or two. Other than that, not much going on. 7-3 all around, everybody. Have a good day. 7-3 AVG. It is clear.
Thanks for being here, Ray. Cheerio, my friend.
Victor Alpha 7, Echo Foxtrot, Foxtrot.
Echo Foxtrot, Foxtrot. A very good morning. Go ahead, David.
Good morning, Stuart. Thanks for doing the early check-ins here. Just on my way to work here, taking the car today. It looked like a potential threat of rain, and I have a long day of work, so better be safe than sorry, sir, driving the car today. I'll say 7-3 to you and all the rainbowers out there. Thanks, Stuart.
Thanks for dropping by, David. I appreciate it. Safe driving. Have a good day at work.
Victor 7, Bravo, Bravo, Victor.
Bravo, Bravo, Victor. A very good morning to you, Dave. Go ahead.
Good morning, Stuart. Turn the radio on. Heard a pause. So I guess you're waiting to talk to somebody. Up to visit Mom this morning. You have yourself a wonderful day, and we'll check in with you tomorrow.
Thanks for being here, Dave. Have a nice visit with your mom, and I'm not sure if she'll remember the Rainbow Country Net, but if she does, say hi from all the rainbowers.
Oh, well, remembers.
Well, she's doing extremely well. I mean, 100, that's a good age to reach, Dave.
Yeah, Monday they were doing a crossword puzzle, and she was just picking the words out.
Well, you've got good genes, so hopefully you can reach the same age.
We can only hope. You have a wonderful day, Stuart.
Yeah, take care, Dave. Next station, if you're out there.
E7 Echo X-Ray Charlie.
Echo X-Ray Charlie. A very good morning to you, George.
Good morning, Stuart. Good to hear you again. Yeah, going to be a beautiful day, busy day. I got to take my wife Laura to White Rock for an eye appointment, so we'll be on the road here shortly. Anyway, 7-3 to you, and good to hear you. 7-3 again to everybody on that.
Thanks for coming in there, George, and good luck with the wife for our eye appointment, 7-3.